Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's bring on none other than Sam Levitt. He is out in Orlando, Florida for the chaos called the winter meeting. Sam, how are you, my friend?
Look at him there. He's looking sharp. He's in the hallway. He's the best.
Sounds like you're in the middle of the action there, buddy.
I am. You are looking at the lobby, for those of you watching on YouTube, of the hotel here as we enter...
I think they call this happy hour.
Yes.
Jimmy Kimmel has his replacement. There he is. Sam Levitt. He's the America's host.
Look as sharp.
You like that?
Yeah.
You like that? The step away.
Yeah, that was good.
You like that?
He's been working on that.
Yeah.
They call this happy hour, I'm told, here on the East Coast at 6:40. So people hanging out and after a long day here at the winter meetings, and we shall see what else transpires over the course of the next couple of days. But a good day one, I think an interesting day one. We got some indication from Craig Stammen and A.J. Preller as to some of their plans today. But all in all, I would say across the board from a transaction standpoint, a quiet day one. And we'll see what else happens here over the course of the next 2.5 days.
Sam, I thought the most interesting thing Craig Stammen said today that we heard was the fact that he, you know, thinks the organization, he says, is leaning toward, you know, Mason Miller, Morejon, whoever, keeping them in that bullpen, not making the move to a starter. I like the answer because it actually told me something. Usually, you know, managers won't really give you that info. But it goes along with what you said last week, that why take a strength and make two, you know, mediocres out of it?
Yeah, I think, Chris, the key word there is leaning. You know, Craig alluded to it, that it sounds like they're going to keep Miller, Morejon, and Morgan in the bullpen. Now, with that said, A.J. Preller a little bit later on in the day echoed that, but also said that, you know, they did have the right to go back on it and revisit it as they got closer to spring training. So I think lean is the right word. Does that mean for sure that by the time we get to Peoria that one of those guys is not being stretched out and being considered a starter? I don't know that for sure, but it sounds like at this moment that's the way they're leaning. And I think you also have to wonder how much of this just all depends on what this rotation looks like by the time we get to spring training, by the time we get to early February. What do the Padres do? What are their options? Not just here at the winter meetings, but over the course of the next couple of months. That could also very well dictate whether they want to get aggressive in trying to convert one of those guys into a starting pitcher. So I think lean is the key word there. We had that kind of inclination from Craig earlier today. Same thing from AJ as well. But it didn't sound to me set in stone. So I would just caution people. I know, I think it was Alden, who obviously does a great job for ESPN, Alden Gonzalez, you know, that first tweeted it out from the Stammen press conference. And certainly it sounds like they're leaning that way. But I wouldn't write it in pen yet based on what we heard today. But I suppose a lot of that has to do with sort of the unknown about what the rest of this offseason is going to look like. But right now, I think leaning is the operative word.
I throw one more thing on there that's probably kind of pushing that decision one way or another, and that's the players themselves and what they want to do. It makes it a lot easier if you got two willing participants or whoever it is willing to make that and wanting to make that deal or make that kind of change. But we'll see. All guests on the 97.3 The Fan join us here on David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Our guest right now, Sam Levitt. And Sam, one of the other stories that popped up is a possible Nick Pivetta trade. I mean, to me, it only points, which I think kind of scares people, to if that move is made to a possible sale, you know, because obviously Pivetta was a bargain deal last year, but he's going to make quite a bit more this season. And the Padres looking to make that rotation a little bit stronger may have to do it via moving a guy like Pivetta.
Yeah, well, you know, when you first say it, Tony, it sounds almost counterintuitive, because if you want to build a better rotation, taking Nick out of the rotation certainly wouldn't seem to make sense. However, when you're in the Padres position where, you know, we'll see what the payroll ends up being, but there's certainly a chance that it may not be a whole lot higher than where it stands right now. We know, you know, there's probably not a ton of wiggle room upwards. Right. Now, again, there might be some, but you know, that it's not jumping up in a huge way. Well, then, and this is something that, you know, I talked to AJ Preller about today, then you have to start, I think, considering a couple of different options, including dealing from positions of strength. And one of the Padres' positions of strength is the top of their rotation, and that is Pivetta. And what he did last year, certainly Jake Cronenworth, that's another name that's, you know, been around here at the meetings and over the course of the last couple of days. And I don't think it's, you know, out of the question that they would look to essentially deal from positions of strength, whether it be the top of the rotation or their lineup, or, you know, a lot of infield, you know, not necessarily depth, but obviously a quality player. And a guy like Jake Cronenworth to A, free up some money to spend on pitching, and B, also see what you can get in return, and probably have a nice mix of both, especially, I think, for guys like Cronenworth and Pivetta. So, look, it's an interesting proposition, especially the Pivetta part of it, because he was so good last year, and not knowing what you are signing or what you're getting back, it'd be scary to lose a guy like Nick, and then where do you go from there? But you certainly, I think, understand why that might be a possibility based on the situation, because they need not just quality.
Right.
I mean, in their rotation, they need quantity right now. And yes, signing Kyle Hart, you know, maybe he plays a role some way. Ty Adcock, and I know these guys may end up being bullpen guys, it just gives you a deeper pitching staff. But, you know, at the end of the day, you've got to explore all options, I think, if you're the Padres right now, to again, not just have quality, but some quantity in that rotation. So we'll see. You know, I was surprised to read that today from Dennis as well. You know, based on that reporting and talking to AJ and some of the conversations here at the meetings today that I've had, you know, it seems like maybe that's in the realm of possibility. We'll see. I'd also add this. You know, we always make a big deal out of the winter meetings, and why not? But, you know, doesn't mean anything's going to happen overnight here. I mean, this very well may be a similar offseason to the last couple, for AJ and his staff, where this is just a very, very slow developing offseason. Remember, signing Profar when they did in 24, in 23, signing Pivetta when they did in 24. I mean, it's been a very, very late developing offseason for the Padres the last couple of years, and I think there's a distinct possibility it plays out that way again.
Sammy Leavitt, he's our guy. He's in Orlando at the baseball winter meetings, giving us the latest here on 97.3 The Fan. Sam, what's the biggest sure thing next year? Machado, 30-100. Bogarts kind of continuing the upswing. How about Jackson Merrill stepping up even bigger next year? I mean, yeah, he made strides at times this year, but you know, battled some injury along the way. You know, healthy Jackson could go a long way toward, you know, covering up some of the openings that they seem to have right now.
Yeah, and Craig Stammen talked about it today, and his hope for Jackson heading into next year, his confidence for Jackson heading into next year. I do think, and this is no surprise to anybody, but I do think they have just a ton of confidence in what he's going to develop into and what he's going to continue to be. I mean, let's remember, he finished last season at 22 years old. When he was healthy and got into a groove, he looked like the Jackson Merrill of his rookie year. It was a weird year for Jackson. The injuries, the very start and stop nature of it, and I think their confidence in him is absolutely sky high. And I do want to add, just while we're on the topic of players, you know, it was interesting to hear Craig Stammen went down to the Dominican Republic over the course of the last month, met with Fernando Tatis Jr., met with Randy Vasquez, met with Ramon Laureano. And if you remember from that opening press conference with Craig, he spoke a lot about, you know, building chemistry, family, and you got a real sense of that from when he was talking about that trip down to the Dominican. So, you know, as you guys know, those conversations are always important. And, you know, I think he's got a lot of confidence both in guys like Merrill and guys like Fernando and what they can continue to be. I mean, they both had interesting seasons in their own right. Right. I mean, Merrill, again, start and stop, the injuries, when he was healthy, he looked like the Jackson Merrill of his rookie year. You know, when Fernando had this year where, you know, he's winning platinum gloves and some of his numbers are career highs, but it also felt like there was still, you know, a lot left on the table for him in a number of respects. So, anyway, long answer there beyond Jackson, but you know me, rambling on here in the lobby, and good to hear all that from Craig Stammen about those meetings.
You had it going there. Nobody was going to step in and stop you, man. You were on a roll there. Sam Leavitt joins us here on Gwen and Chris. And
I heard the pregame show is going to be extended to 3 hours next year. Give Sam time to get everything in.
That'd be great. It'd be good for our show.
Yeah.
We're talking about pitching. And obviously, there are moves that can be made, but as you said, we don't really know. I don't know that the Padres know what the payroll is going to be at this point. But there are some guys, some promising guys. I mean, Randy Vasquez is one. He could ease the pain a little bit on that. Are there any arms that maybe we're not talking about within the organization that, whether it's on the bullpen side, that could maybe alleviate the pain if you had to move one of those high leverage arms to the rotation? Is there anybody that could possibly show up next year that we're not talking about that's in the organization?
Yeah, I mean, look, in the organization, you know, look, there's not a ton of depth there going down to the AAA level. And look, on the 40-man, just to be frank, I mean, you're looking at guys like Johnny Brito. You're looking at guys, you know, Miguel Mendez, I know, is somebody that they're really high on. And I know his name has been kind of thrown around as if the, you know, if the Padres dipped into their prospect depth, that maybe he's a guy who would draw interest. You know, look, obviously on the relief side, you got guys like Bradley Rodriguez who had you know, really strong moments of last season. Matt Waldron, J.P. Sears. I mean, these are not names that, A, are going to be unfamiliar to Padres fans, and B, necessarily blow you away. But that's kind of the issue here, right, as we sit here at the winter meetings, is the fact that, you really don't know what that rotation is going to look like. And the names are not going to really blow you away right now with what their options are. So, certainly could more bullpen depth, Tony, give them the freedom to, hey, if they get to a spot and it's February 9th and you're heading to Arizona and you still have major needs in your rotation, could the Padres be in a position where they say, you know what, we've got these young relievers, guys like Morgan, guys like Rodriguez, we've got some young guys at AA, AAA that we think are ready to make an impact right now. You know what, we're going to go for it. We're going to try to convert Mason Miller into a starting pitcher because we think, A, he can do it, and B, our bullpen can withstand it. You know, maybe that's part of the equation here, but Tony, to answer the question on a pure starting rotation basis, as far as starters on the 40-man and high-level starters in the minors, you know, it does feel like the cupboard is kind of bare, to be honest, which is part of the issue here. I think we would maybe be having a bit of a different conversation, you know, if the answer was a little bit different, right? Maybe then things wouldn't feel, and dire is a strong word, but at least as, well, maybe dire is the right word when you're looking at kind of this situation and how they have to build this rotation.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you'd look at a different situation where you're not talking about trying to deal Nick Pivetta to build a rotation, as kind of odd as it may sound. So I don't think there are a ton of big time names that are right there on the cusp. But certainly, I think they have depth pitching-wise where, you know, eventually, if they've got to go make somebody a starter out of the Morgan, Morahone, Miller trio, where, you know, maybe it's a little bit easier to stomach if you have some arms in that bullpen that you like.
Here's the other thing to keep in mind for everyone out there. Padres just had a draft in June.
Sure.
And it wasn't that long ago that the cupboard seemed very thin before this last trade deadline, right? All it takes is a half season of those drafted players to start showing the promise that becomes valuable to other teams. Next thing you know, that cupboard a little bit fuller. That's what we've seen over the last couple years from the Padres.
Yeah, I think, Tony, it's a really important point because I recall at this time last year us having a very, very similar conversation, right? And meanwhile, you got to the summertime, and AJ had plenty of prospect capital to trade and make really important moves that they needed right then at that point. So, look, the situation as far as the minor league system could look very different by the time we get to the summer. I think you're absolutely right about that. But, you know, right here, right now, it looks like, you know, there are arms that can contribute, but they may have to get pretty creative here to build out this rotation. I think that's one of the main takeaways here from day one of the meetings.
Sam, you're going to be there for a bit, my friend, so we'll check in with you, I'm sure, tomorrow, and I'm sure the day after that as well.
Yes, although I was telling Scraby, my flight is
it's early, like, on Wednesday.
Early evening on Wednesday, so Eastern time.
Well,
so
we certainly won't disturb you from getting
Adam's
on your...
Adam's going to be on you guys.
Yes.
Like, where's
What's
Sam?
New?
Get
What's
him in the
new?
Air. He can make a phone call.
Oh, Adam, don't they have those little
Adam,
things in the back of the seat?
regulation. I don't care.
Sam, thank you for your time, brother.
Adam taking some good strains here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.